Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Glenda Ferrier joins us. She's the Chief Executive Officer at Cass Incorporated here in Atlantic, facing some changes down the road. How's Glenda this morning?
Well, in light of everything, I'm just doing fine, Jim.
Well, very good. You know, change is one of those things like death and taxes. It seems to constantly happen, and sometimes change can be more dramatic than maybe you'd like it to be. I know Cass Incorporated has had a very long successful history of serving people here in this community, in this area, and that's changed quite a bit over the time since the doors first opened, and change continues.
It does. We've been around since, 1977, so coming up on 38 years this year. Yeah, we're we're facing some new challenges, I think, and we'll, you know, we'll flourish under that those challenges, but a few years ago, we became predominantly Medicaid-funded, and that really helped our counties out. At one time, the counties in Iowa paid for most of the services for people with disabilities and organizations like ours. So there was an opportunity to shift those services where they were like two-thirds roughly federal and one-third county, and now the counties aren't involved at all with it. But that put organizations like Cass Incorporated under, you know, federal payment through Medicaid. And because Medicaid's a federal program, they have a number of, you know, I guess, rules and regulations that, you know, we all have to be in compliance with at the federal level. And one of those coming up is a new one. It's called the settings rule. And that that's going to be actually going into effect not until 2019, but it's such a huge thing that it's going to take us quite some time to kind of ramp up for it.
Well, before we get into some of the details on that, we probably should go back and lay some of the groundwork. We always assume that everybody knows what we're talking about. What is Cass Incorporated, briefly?
Oh, yeah, good point. Let's go back. Well, Cass Incorporated is what's called a community rehabilitation provider, and we provide services in Atlantic and in Cass County to people with disabilities, both with intellectual disabilities and with some form of mental health issues or mental illness. We serve a lot of people out in the community living in their own homes, and we support them in whatever they need, whether it's an hour a week or 24-hour support service, living in their own homes, and then also working in community jobs. So we help them get the job, and we support them in that. And then also, historically, we have had what's called a sheltered workshop, where people come to our place and do work there and are paid for that, and in addition with some classroom-type services that we do that are enrichment-centered, I guess. They're also done partly in the community, but they're also done, you know, back at the facility. And so that's where the challenge, I guess, lies, is the new settings rule is requiring anyone that receives Medicaid dollars to be receiving all services in the community. So a lot of what we do is already compliant with the rule, you know, people living in their own homes or working out in the community. But the things that we do away from the general population, our sheltered workshop and our dayhab classes, those are going to be needing to move out.
This is going to be a process,
isn't it?
Because it's hard to just change everything that you do. Well, not everything. The things that fall under this particular settings rule that somebody somewhere doesn't seem to like, it's hard to just suddenly turn it over and change it just like that when so many folks depend on those services. Now you're going to have to find another way to try to provide the essential services that they need while still trying to fit into somebody else's model of how you should do it.
It is. It's going to be very much a challenge. We're already starting some pilot project things, you know, with some of the activities that we do in our dayhab services. You know, people out in the community more. We don't even know for sure if this is going to be a pure service, you know, when we get to the other side, you know, from the Medicare perspective, because, you know, there might be some leniency, there might not, but, you know, right now it's looking like it's, you know, it's a done deal. So it's just going day by day, I think, and kind of, you know, waiting to get more clarification from the feds, but we are moving forward, you know, as though that date's coming right along.
Can I just ask, because I guess it's kind of hard in some ways to see the future right away, but for example, the people that you serve, how will this directly affect them? Do you know yet?
I don't think we fully know. You know, The general belief, I think, is that everyone can work, and everyone should be given the opportunity to work. You know, where I run into some challenges in thinking is I too believe that, but I also say that there are people that are going to require an awful lot of supports, and I'm not sure that our taxpayer base or our funders across the state, you know, are going to be able to rise to that. And it's also, you know, I don't know that our community has the capacity to absorb all these people. You know, we have a number of people already out working. We're probably supporting 40 to 50 people right now in jobs, and we've been doing this since about 1988 or 89, so we've placed probably hundreds of people. You know, I know we have a couple people in the community that were placed 26, 27 years ago and are still working at their jobs. So, I mean, we know how to do this. It's just, you know, it's just the shift, and is the funding going to be there to catch us in the requirement?
Well, in addition to the people that you serve, you have a full slate of employees that help to provide those services. Cass Incorporated for several years has been a top-rated workplace here in Iowa, too. What happens to those folks now all of a sudden? Do they have to adapt to these changes as well, maybe taking on different or new tasks?
I'm sure they will, yeah. We've had conversations with all of our employees. We'll keep having conversations with them. You know, we're hoping that as the clock ticks on, you know, and by attrition, that some of the folks that'll be, you know, leaving through retirement or, you know, just the normal things that people leave for, you know, that we'll keep looking at what we need for, you know, staff. And then some of the folks that are left when we get to the actually, you know, transforming everybody out into the community, some of those people will be shifted into other positions, you know, assuming they want to stay. I mean, obviously, it's going to be their choice. But, you know, all of our people know this at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a number of these facilities, and this affects every facility like yours across the country. This isn't just
Correct.
Something locally.
Yep.
But you do provide services locally. So it will have even though it's a nationwide mandate, it will directly affect not just those people that you serve, those people that work for you, but also the community at large.
Yeah.
People are probably wondering, okay, well, that's great. Now, why does this impact me, or how does it impact me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure that to the community it's going to look a whole lot different, you know. I mean, because I think Atlantic in general and Cass County, they're used to seeing people we serve out in the community, and hopefully they're when they see them, it's not like people stand out because, you know, they've been out there for quite a while now, and our staff are pretty, you know, reserved and in a quiet support mode. They aren't, you know, real obvious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully the community just sees the people we serve as just people in the community. That's what they are, you know. So as far as how's it going to look different, yeah, I'm not sure it's going to look a whole lot different. We aren't sure yet exactly what's going to happen to our physical facilities. You know, that's going to be a decision made on down the road. I mean, will they take on a new life as something else that we're involved with, or, you know, maybe without us, or, you know, we aren't sure yet. We aren't sure how that's going to go. That remains to be seen.
But there is a direct impact economically on local communities that have facilities like this. You're hiring people. You're paying them wages. Mm-hmm. They're spending money in the community.
That's true.
They're paying payroll taxes and things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is an impact there.
Yeah. If we, like I said, I don't see that we're going to be getting smaller as far as the staff that we have, you know. So I don't know. That impact maybe should stay the same. I think that's a good question that remains to be seen. And it's going to depend, you know, we do some work in our workshop, you know, for local industry and some into Omaha. That will have an impact for those folks, you know. And possibly maybe we can, some of those people that are working on those contracts can shift into working for those companies. I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet. A lot remains to be seen.
It's all a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
And you've got, what, about a four-year period here to
come into
compliance with these new models that they're sending out that they would like everybody to fit into. And in the meantime, I suppose it's kind of a day-to-day thing. Ask a lot of questions. Do you take some input and what have you from staff and anyone else about how they feel we might be able to make the changes necessary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We meet on it frequently, you know, our leadership team, and we talk to all of our employees. You know, I've had communications with families, with funders, with our board. you know, I'm involved on a number of state boards myself and, you know, initiatives, and we're talking about it all the time. Everybody's trying to just keep kind of tweaking it down or boiling it down until we get to, you know, what it really, you know, what it really means. So again, I hate to keep sounding like we really don't know, but it is a work in progress, and I keep telling everybody tick-tock, you know, the clock's going, so.
Yeah, well, CAS Incorporated has touched a lot of lives throughout the community, and not just of those people that you serve, but there's so many employees and folks who have worked there at one time or another who have come through that system as well that are elsewhere. I mean, there are a lot of people that have been touched through CAS Incorporated over time throughout the community. So any changes can always be a little bit scary, but, you know, maybe over time, since there is a little bit of time here, maybe things will work out, and who knows what the future will bring, but all you can do is keep plugging ahead.
That's right, one day at a time.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim.